now. Well, over the next 2 days, 1,300 racehorse buyers will attend the annual Orby sale at Goffs in Kildare. Buyers from Japan, South Africa, Hong Kong, the USA and many other countries will be here to buy Irish yearlings. Henry Beebe is the Chief Executive of Goffs. Good morning, Henry.
Good morning, Fran. How are you?
Good, good. Busy few days ahead?
Very busy and very exciting. Yeah, it's this. The Orby sale is really the gateway to the world for Irish breeders, and we'll welcome buyers, as you said, from all over the world. There'll be probably buyers from 24, 25 different countries over the next 2 days. We'll sell around, I suppose, somewhere between 30 and 35 million euro of the best Irish bloodstock selling to the world. And it's a great showcase for the country. It's a great showcase for something at which we are the best. Ireland's horses are the best. They win all over the world. And we have the next generation here over the next couple of days.
And this sale always attracts some very big names in terms of buyers.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is one of, happily for us, it's one of the world's leading yearling sales. We've sold a classic winner, a European classic winner, in each of the last 9 years. So people know if they want the best, they have to come to Ireland. The best in Ireland are in Goffs. So, as the Americans say, do the maths.
You say around 35 million or so in sales. How many yearlings will be for sale?
Well, we've catalogued 450. We'll sell, there's a few withdrawals that won't turn up for various different reasons, and we'll probably sell around 400, 410, something like that, over the next couple of days.
In the last, I suppose, 12 to 16 months, there have been sales which were quite remarkable within the industry. Did it ever really sag massively during the downturn?
Oh, it did. I mean, you know, you have to remember, we are, after all, selling a luxury item. I mean, nobody has to have a racehorse. It's lovely to have one, but you don't have to have one, and they're relatively expensive, you know, in the big scheme of things. So, let put it into context for you. In 2007, in Goffs, we sold around 122 million euro of horses. By 2010, that had dropped to 45 million. Happily, last year, it had risen back up to about 100 million. So we very much rise and fall with the economy. There's no complaint there. We make hay when the sun shines, but we are selling a luxury. And so when the economy dips, we dip with it. When the economy rises, we tend to rise. Although historically, you'll find that bloodstock recovers certainly, if not quicker, certainly as quickly as any other industry, which is because, you know, particularly in Ireland, we are a nation of horsemen. We can't do anything else. We don't want to do anything else, and we won't do anything else. And that's why Ireland is so good.
All right. Henry Beebe, Goffs Chief Executive. Thanks for speaking to us this morning.